Rooster Tail Talk, a podcast dedicated to everything related to the sport we all love, hydroplane racing. I'm your host, David Newton, and it's time once again, so sit back, relax, and welcome to Rooster Tail Talk. It is July 11th, 2023, and this is episode 105. Well, race fans, last week we heard the announcements from the U21 Go Fast Turn Left racing team and their new sponsorship for the Gold Cup, which will be held in a few weeks. They're partnering with the Beach Unleashed Adult Beverage and Thriftway Groceries. This isn't the first time Thriftway Groceries has been associated with hydroplane racing, as a lot of hydroplane fans that grew up in the 1950s and 60s in Seattle has a soft spot for Thriftway racing. To better understand the nostalgia of this partnership, I wanted to give a brief history of this, and I was digging through the archives here at Rooster Tail Talk, and I found an audio cassette tape made back in 1994 by the organization Thunder on the Water. Now, that name might sound familiar to some of you, as you've seen the trading cards that they produced in the early 90s. And as a kid growing up in the area in the 90s, and learning more about the sport and getting more involved with it, I loved those trading cards, and I looked forward to getting each set as it came out. I still have my collection. I remember collecting various baseball cards, football cards, Star Wars cards, and this hydroplane set in the 90s, which really made a big impact on me and helped my passion and fandom grow for this wonderful sport. They didn't just do cards. They also made an audio cassette tape. They recorded Don Poyer, which was a legendary hydroplane announcer in the 1980s and 90s, and he talked about the history of thriftway racing. It's a short audio cassette tape, but it has a great history of the sport with thriftway racing, and I think it would be great for anyone to hear what kind of impact they had on the sport in the 1950s and 60s, because thriftway racing was almost a household name in the Seattle area back in the day, as today it would be probably Jared Kelnick, Julio Rodriguez, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, for the sports fans in Seattle. So to get kind of like an understanding of why people are excited about this announcement, I think it'll be interesting for newer fans to hear this history of thriftway racing, as well as probably the older fans will love to hear the nostalgia as well. Before we get to the audio recording, let's take a look at that press release by Bill Osborne and the U21 team. So this was announced on July 5th. That Greg O'Farrell and his son Brian O'Farrell, owners of the Go Fast Turn Left Racing Team and Lake Ridge Paving Incorporated, were excited about the APPA Gold Cup coming back to Seattle and debuting the Beach Unleashed Presents Myths Thriftway. So some significance for the owner, Greg, when he was 11 years old, he received the surprise of his young life. He got to meet the legendary Bill Muncy in the Stan Sayers pits and was gifted a ride in the legendary Thriftway 2 on the Ted Jones Racecourse on Lake Washington. He was quoted as saying, "He will never forget those incredible memories." When he was presented the opportunity to feature a new Miss Thriftway presented by Beach Unleashed at this year's Seafair Gold Cup presented by Beacon Plumbing, he was thrilled. Now, thanks to the great opportunity at Northwest Beverages and their newly released adult beverage, the Beach Unleashed, it is all finally coming together. So O'Farrell's newly finished all-carbon fiber composite unlimited hydroplane will take the Ted Jones Racecourse on August 4th, 5th, and 6th as the U60, the Beach Unleashed, presents Miss Thriftway. Gunnar O'Farrell will pilot the popular craft in his bid to claim the coveted APPA Gold Cup held in Seattle for the first time in over 38 years. The director of field sales, Marcus DeGroff, was quoted saying, "We are thrilled to be sponsoring this exciting team and young Gunnar O'Farrell while unleashing the Beach Unleashed at Seafair. Our new flavored 6% alcohol beverage people will find satisfyingly refreshing with no added sugar or caffeine, just plain great taste and several delicious flavors." Greg O'Farrell went on to say that as a rookie driver this season, Gunnar will be honoring his skills and getting comfortable in a very fast hydroplane. He posted a lap of over 161 miles an hour in testing over in Tri-Cities, Washington, while getting more familiar with the responsiveness of his boat. "We expect him to be a little more conservative in the early heats in Seattle in trying to gather as many heat points as he can to qualify for the winner-take-all APBA Gold Cup final later that Sunday afternoon. He wants to thank the people with the brand The Beast Unleashed for stepping up to sponsor their dedicated team. It's exciting for them, as they are all very appreciative, and they also want to thank Chris Richardson with Graphics Incorporated for their amazing work that they did striping the boat as the new Miss Thriftway. We also want to thank Athletic Awards, Seafair, Bill Osborne, and Continental Productions for their time and effort and support. The actual photos of the boat hasn't been released yet, but there was some concept work that was released, and it looks like it's paying great homage to the Miss Thriftway racing team, as it's white with those persimmon stripes down the deck. Exciting news from the U21 team, and let's listen to that audio recording to hear a little bit more about the history of Thriftway Racing and H1 Unlimited Racing.
Unlimited hydroplane racing in the 1950s and 60s was characterized by a number of racing dynasties. The Miss Thriftway team from Seattle was one of these. Owned by Associated Grocers and driven by Bill Muncy, the Miss Thriftway set a standard of excellence that few teams, before or since, have ever duplicated. All three Miss Thriftway hydroplanes were designed by Ted Jones, the famed architect of Slow Motion 4, which revolutionized the sport in 1950 as the first prop riding unlimited to run successfully. The first Miss Thriftway won the 1956 and 1957 APBA Gold Cup races and the 1956 President's Cup before disintegrating at the 1957 Governor's Cup on the Ohio River at Madison, Indiana. The second Miss Thriftway appeared only in four races. Her one race victory was the 1958 Detroit Memorial Regatta on the Detroit River. But she's best remembered for hitting and sinking a U.S. Coast Guard patrol boat during the 1958 Gold Cup race on Seattle's Lake Washington. Driver Muncy was pronounced dead at the scene when rescue workers could find no pulse. But Bill fortunately revived to race and win again. The third Miss Thriftway can only be described with superlatives. Together with her arch-rival Miss Bardall, the Miss Thriftway was one of the first teams to successfully represent a commercial sponsor on a major scale. Built in 1959, Miss Thriftway III wasted no time in serving notice that she was a front-runner. She won the first heat that she ever entered and placed an overall third in the 1959 Apple Cup at Lake Chelan, Washington. On February 15, 1960, Miss Thriftway became the fastest propeller-driven boat in the world. The Rolls-Royce Merlin-powered projectile averaged a record-breaking 192.001 miles per hour over a straightaway mile on Lake Washington's East Channel. This eclipsed the previous mark of 187.627 set in 1957 by Jack Regas in Hawaii Kai 3. The record stood for 2 years. For the 1961 and 62 campaigns, Miss Thriftway was renamed Miss Century 21 to help publicize the 1962 Seattle World's Fair. The basic organization of the racing team, however, was unchanged. Willard Rhodes remained the representative owner, Bill Muncy the driver, and Jack Ramsey the crew chief. In 1960, the team won its first of three consecutive National High Point Championships. Between 1960 and 62, Miss Thriftway, Miss Century 21, established an unlimited class reliability record of 55 consecutive heats finished without a mechanical breakdown. On the last day of her career at the 1963 Seattle Seafair Regatta, Miss Thriftway set a heat record of 112.5 miles per hour, then went dead in the water in the second, requiring a tow to the pits. In 5 years of participation, the persimmon and white-colored U60 won 14 out of 32 races entered. This included two victories in the APBA Gold Cup, which is the crown jewel of powerboat racing, in 1961 and 62. From 1959 to 1963, the Nifty Thrifty started in 85 heats, finished 77 of them, was first place 46 times, second place 16 times, and averaged 54 heats at better than 100 miles per hour. Without question, Miss Thriftway had earned her retirement.
For more information about Unlimited Hydroplane Collectibles and Thunder on the Water product, contact J&W Productions and Promotions, Post Office Box 68223, Seattle, Washington, zip code 98188, or call area code 206-939-3561.
Well, that was a great summary of the history of Miss Thriftway Racing Team and the Association of Thriftway Groceries in H1 Unlimited Racing. Hopefully that gives you some better understanding of the nostalgia it has for a lot of the race fans, and just a nice fun walk down memory lane for those who were there and experienced that first person. Now, before we go, I want to talk a little bit more about Don Poyer, because Don Poyer had a spot in the hydroplane world in the 1980s and 90s. He was an avid fan of the sport. He grew up in the area, and he was a great broadcaster and announcer for the sport in the 1980s and 90s. I watched a lot of recordings of races as a kid and loved watching the races that he broadcasted, because he had such a unique voice, and that passion really came through with every race. Unfortunately, he didn't spend a long time in the sport. We had a lot of other great announcers, Steve Montgomery, Dick Crippen, Mark Evans, Chip Hanauer, Mike Fitzsimmons, Bill O'Mara, Pat O'Day. But Don Poyer, for me, just has a special place in my heart, because when I was a kid, I just loved watching those races that he announced. Unfortunately, he didn't spend a long time in the sport. He moved on to other aspects. He broadcasted a lot of football games in the 90s for the Pac-10, and he worked at KCPQ Fox, Prime Sports in the Northwest. But in 1995, he caught his break as announcer, and he really went to the professional ranks as he announced an NBA team, the Vancouver Grizzlies. He went on to call games for them and be that play-by-play announcer. Unfortunately, he left the world a little early, as he passed away in 2005 of a heart attack at the age of 53 years old. He'll always have a special place in my heart. Love hearing his voice again and having his passion preserved for us with this audio. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our episode. Make sure you come back next week to listen to our next episode. We release new episodes every Tuesday at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your podcast player, as well as rate and review your experience. For more updates on Hydro News, check us out on social media. We're on the major players, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ruchatel Talk is also online with our website, www.ruchateltalk.com. On the website, you can sign up for an email subscription list to get notifications on upcoming episodes, Hydro News, podcast updates, and much, much more. Finally, this is a free podcast to all of our listeners. And if you're really enjoying your experience and want to help us to continue to grow and expand, please donate. You can find a link to donate through PayPal on our website through the support tab. So until next time, I hope to see you at the races.